it's that time where we find out.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Why?
Nice things.
Why?
We never really find out the why or how to stop it, but we do have the culprits at large. It's why we can't have nice things, and it starts us in St. Louis as multiple monkeys are on the loose in the streets of St. Louis, sparking confusion and concern from the city's animal control officials who have flat out said they have no idea where these primates came from. They've been running free since at least last Thursday, first spotted just roaming the streets. There's a gaggle of them. They do believe there's about 4 to 6. And again, they don't know where they came from. Now, a primate expert has identified them as vervet monkeys.
Oh, it's the vervet.
They are small monkeys with pale fur, dark faces. And the health department says they are very intelligent and social, but they warn of their potential danger if stressed.
Uh-oh.
It's okay. It's the same warning that we got when it came to Pete Hegseth coming to town. So we're fine.
We're trying to find him.
Do
you remember when the state of California decided that jaywalking was no longer a crime? Well, they may be paying the price out there. You know, usually pedestrians have to look out for drunk drivers, but in University Heights, California, it was the other way around. You see, a man was wandering the streets, butt naked, when he got hit by a Mercedes. He was also under the influence. That would be the walker, not the driver. He wound up losing part of his foot. And apparently the driver was perfectly capable.
Mm.
You know what the moral of the story is?
Don't buy a Mercedes?
Be careful of them. No. Keep your pants on. We're crying out loud.
Keep your hair on. Now let's go to India as an Indian woman, Lavika Gupta, has filed a police complaint against her husband of 2 years now, claiming that she has been deceived about numerous things. So, Lavika filed a police complaint against her husband and 4 in-laws, alleging she's been deceived when she agreed to marry her spouse. Of her accusations, the woman claimed she was promised a man with lush, healthy hair. But it turns out he is a bald man that wears a wig.
Uh-oh.
Also, he had said that he had himself a bachelor's degree, but it turns out he had only finished the minimum requirements of what they consider as high school over there. But Gupta added, when she agreed to marry Sanyam, her husband, she was promised a man with, quote, thick hair, but learned that the spouse was bald and wearing a patch and a wig to conceal it.
Everybody's got the fake hair going on right now.
It's okay.
I mean, you got a wife. Let's tell you. You know, the beauty of DoorDash, you're going to always celebrate Take Your Kid to Work Day. Well, unfortunately, running to get an order with the engine on goes south very, very fast. A woman helped herself to a vehicle that was left running outside of a pizzeria, in Ohio. With the DoorDasher's baby inside.
No. Oh.
The vehicle was later found nearby, as well as the child, which is a very good thing. And the wannabe DoorDasher is facing a variety of charges and being held on a $100,000 bond. But I think she did keep her pants on, so there's that.
Did she deliver any of the orders? Well, let's go to a flip side. This is actually a nice story of Lily out of North Haven, Connecticut. Little girl, she accidentally had dialed 911. Felt horrible about it. Police did show up to her house. I do believe she's around 8 years old. Well, the North Haven Police Department forgave her there. But then they received a letter, full-on handwritten letter, apologizing from Lily for mistakenly dial 911 that said, sorry for calling 911 on December 21st. I thought it was a play phone. I won't do it again.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry. The police responded, Lily, we got your letter. It's okay. Things happen.
I mean, and to Lily's credit, she wanted a man in uniform. That's okay.
We're done with that.
Okay. No. She was. That was well done right there. Her parents did a good job.
So it may be Peach Melba Day, but chocolate never seems to go out of style. Police in Coburg, Canada, pulled over a vehicle began searching the car because the driver's license was suspended and found some serious contraband, Mr. JB. Mm. Not the Venezuelan variety. Uh-uh. Even better? How about this? Cologne. Lots of candy. 5-hour energy drinks, sunglasses, and 4,000 bars of chocolate.
Good night.
Apparently it was an organized crime ring for candy and club goers. It was worth $16,183.
See, now that's what Lily's really behind, isn't it?
Yeah. Dum, 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 dum.
Well, let's stay with the kids here. Let's go to Canada. And a 9-year-old Canadian boy had filed a lawsuit against his 11-year-old friend because the 9-year-old's finger was injured during a daycare play session. So the incident, this was right in Alberta. The boys were playing when the older boy struck his friend with a dinosaur, fractured a finger. So he takes him to court. And it actually gets to court. But the judge immediately dismisses the lawsuit, ruling reasonable people expect possibility of children having minor disagreements, minor altercations. Fortunately, the injured finger is healed and well. Oof. And the 9-year-old has no ongoing difficulties. Oh, I think he does.
Dum, dum,
I think
dum,
that's,
dum,
we'll
dum,
hear from
dum,
him
dum,
again
dum,
someday.
Dum, dum, dum.